Well, the weekend it is. Welcome aboard. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. When it comes to your plumbing and drain system, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. And Roto-Rooter's got a ton of information on their website, too, all about maintenance. It's rotorooter.com. They got helpful videos, blogs, seasonal information, which will allow you to keep your plumbing, in tip-top shape. 1-800-GET-ROTO. They're available to you 24/7. And we thank them for sponsoring At Home with Gary Sullivan. Well, the weekend it is, and we always kind of get together and talk about things you're working on around your home. Love to hear from you. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. And, last week it was 72 degrees. We were raking leaves. Ron Wilson and I were chatting. What a beautiful fall. Today, not so beautiful.
Shorts and a T-shirt, you know?
Yeah, no shorts and T-shirts today.
Not today.
I know many of you across the United States have kind of experienced a little winter weather already. Today is our first day.
Ron Wilson is still wearing shorts and a T-shirt, by the way.
Yes. We'll talk to him about that probably in about 10 minutes. Along with, he's going to help us pick out a Christmas tree. You know, pros and cons, different types. So if you've been thinking about maybe treating your family to a live tree, cut tree, we'll cover that when we bring Ron Wilson in today. Again, our number is 800-823-8255. All right, let's kick things off with our friend Stan. Stan, welcome.
Hold on, computer locked up again.
Hold on, the computer locked. It's cold too. Computer's cold. So I put some heat on the computer.
There you go.
You got it? Stan, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, good.
All right, I got a problem, a unique problem. I put in a whole house water filter right past the main line after the meter and all that. And I've done this in several houses over the past. I put this in, the house has PEX. I got everything in and then started getting a water hammer there. If you turn the faucets on, toilet upstairs, second floor, things start hammering. So a couple of days later, I drained, I opened up the line, went upstairs, turned open the faucets, let everything drain. Then I closed all the faucets back up and put the water on, and it seemed to go away. Well, about 3-4 days later, it started draining, and it's hammering right at the water filter.
And that connection, everything is tight, correct? Because a lot of times hammering is caused by something that's loose, which is causing that drumming. Do you know what the water pressure is?
I do not.
In your house?
I do not.
That's where I would start. Let's get you can get a pressure gauge, and you test that water pressure on an outdoor spigot. And with PEX plumbing, you definitely really want to be below 60. Certainly don't, if you have copper, maybe you can get up to 70, 75, but wouldn't go over 80 on copper, and probably really wouldn't go over 60 on PEX.
And I understand what you're saying, and that's probably what I need to do, but it makes me crazy, the fact that everything was fine until I put the water filter in there. And I know the water filter itself is not an issue.
Right. Well, and I can't tell you exactly what's causing or what's going on. It could be even the, above the water heater, you got that tank. Maybe that's not up to, the proper inflation rate. Maybe something happened during that exchange. I can't tell you what it caused, but this is how I would start working in reverse to find out what the issue is.
Okay. All right, a last question. What do you think about putting a water hammer in that line right after the filter?
You can do that. You can certainly do that. There's a couple of things. I don't know. Again, if you're running, 80, 90 PSI for whatever reason, it may not. I think you really got to find out what a little bit more data, and then I think we can make some decisions on how we're going to address it. And again, I think I checked the water pressure, then I checked the tank above the water heater, and then see if you got a pressure reducing valve. Maybe there's an adjustment there we can make. I just think we need to get a little bit more things we're working on, Stan.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. It's 800-823-8255. Dave, welcome.
Morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Doing great, sir.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I have a question about, I just had a driveway put in last year.
Okay.
And I already have a hairline crack in it. Mm. Now, they told me when they put it in that they did put a sealer on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if I should seal it myself or should I do anything about the crack? It's not, almost a hairline crack.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I know concrete cracks, but.
Right. I was just getting ready to say the sealer probably would not prevent the cracking, you know, if that was the reason you're going to seal it. What they probably used is a product to help cure the concrete and a sealer. There's actually a product called Cure and Seal. I'm going to say the longevity of that sealer is probably a year or two, not much longer than that.
Okay.
You could put a dollop or two of water on there and see how long it takes it to soak into the concrete.
Oh.
And, you know, if it soaks in within 30 seconds, I'd probably put a sealer on it. If it kind of does not soak in right away, I'd probably just let it be for another year.
Okay.
And the crack is pretty hairline. I think I would, allow it to, there's not going to be much water penetration there to really cause any erosion until it gets a little bigger. And then when it gets a little bigger, I'd use a product called Crack Seal. And Crack Seal is an acrylic crack sealer. It's not a urethane. It's for small cracks, about the consistency of a milkshake. You would put it over the crack, let it weep into the crack and self-level.
Oh, okay.
So,
and I can do that now, you think?
You could, but it's probably not even open enough to even weep in, would be my guess. So
yeah,
I'd probably just check,
hairline.
See if it needs a sealer, and probably give it another year.
Okay. And now, last question. I have a gallon of Quikrete sealer in my garage that's probably been there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still good? Does it go bad?
The only way it would go bad, well, first of all, do you know if it's a water base or a solvent base?
That I don't know.
Yeah, if it's water base, you're pretty good to use it as long as it hasn't, froze. I don't know how cold your garage gets.
I don't think it goes below freezing. I mean, it's not heated, but.
It's probably okay. You know, at the very least, what you could do is if you're going to apply that with a tank sprayer or something like that, you could get a paint filter and pour it through the filter, see if there's any clots in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can catch those. And if there's clots, I probably wouldn't use it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Again, you can grab a line. It's going to be a busy day. I can just tell. It's 800-823-8255. Coming up next, Ron Wilson. And believe it or not, we're going to talk Christmas trees. We're going to talk about the cost. We're going to talk about the types. We're going to talk about the care. Or should we just get an artificial one? Pricing those kind of made me kind of shiver this week. So that's what we'll cover with Ron. That's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com.
Ventilation is especially important when we're closed up in our homes, breathing stagnant, recycled air all winter, breathing trapped, dirty air causing allergies, asthma, respiratory infections, and chronic coughs. So take charge of your indoor air quality with an Easy Breathe ventilation system. Easy Breathe provides air exchanges, sending damp, dirty air to the outside, replacing it with cleaner, drier air. Right now, save $250 off the self-installed DIY kits. Call 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com.
When it comes to your plumbing and drain system, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. Hey, Gary Selvin here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. If you like to do your own maintenance, check out rotorooter.com for helpful videos, blogs, and seasonal information that'll allow you to keep your plumbing in top form. And if you get a little over your head or you don't have the time to DIY, Roto-Rooter's expert plumbers are always ready to help 24/7. Visit rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO. Jaws, the Just Add Water System, wants to have your home sparkling clean and ready for the holidays. And you all know I love Jaws Glass Cleaner, and they have so many amazing products you need to try. A great way to get started is with the Jaws Ultimate Kit, or for a limited time, get their new holiday caddy pack that has four essential cleaners and their new heavy-duty cream cleanser and a special carry caddy. Both kits include free shipping. Jaws is offering 22% off your order with promo code Gary, so order today, JawsCleans.com, promo code Gary.
All right, time to join up with our landscaping, vegetable growing, grass mowing guru, Mr. Ron Wilson. Ron, how are you?
Good. You know, you're always talking about cleaning your ducks. I mean, don't they do that themselves? Like you give them water when they're swimming around and then they just
ducks.
Ducks.
D-U-C-T-S.
Oh, ducks.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant my ducks.
No, your ducks are fine. So are your worms. Everything's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. Whew. Feel better now?
Yeah, I do. You know why? Because I'm looking out the window right now, and it is snowing.
What in the world is going on?
70 degrees.
What? 75 degrees 24, on Thursday.
Yeah, a couple days ago. And Jesus. Now we're looking at the mid-30s and some snow coming down, and... Yeah,
I'm sure you're all prepared for that, right? You know where your snow shovel is.
Oh, yeah. I like the snow.
You do?
Yeah, I'm glad it's cooling down. You know who I just sent a text to? You know Joe Strecker.
I do.
Former producer. He hates the snow.
He's in a boot now.
Joe is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He broke his ankle.
I did not know that.
Or he hurt his ankle. I don't know if he broke it.
Well, interesting.
So he's in a boot. My wife's in a boot.
Everybody's
What's wrong
in
with
boots.
You? You got any problems I can help you with?
Can you come over and paint
no.
my house? Okay.
No. I'm not.
Don't like.
But
the paint.
I do want to know all about Christmas trees. If you got, you know,
just
a
think
bit of time.
That's just think the week of Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
Christmas tree, or sometimes even sooner. But the Christmas trees start to show up. So next week, start to look. Watch the expressways. You're going to see a lot of semis out there hauling those cut Christmas
well,
trees.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, and I'll tell you, people, especially artificial trees, they put them up so much earlier than Thanksgiving anymore.
Well, having been in the retail business many years ago when you were, hardware right. business, you know, that there was always that date of having the folks by the 10th of September to know that you were going to have some type of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So you always had to have some kind of a display up by the 10th. Now
right.
it's just like it kind of mixes in with Halloween.
Everything.
You got the black and orange lights over here, and then you got the green and red lights over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know, like, selling Christmas trees, it was like the 10th of December, right? You know, that's when you start selling trees. But now, you know, sell them before Thanksgiving. So I told everybody you could just give us some tips. We can get in the pros and cons from cut trees to artificial trees, but I'd really like to kind of have you march down on the different types of trees and where you see the cost of trees this year, cut trees.
I went online last week, got a hold of the folks from the National Christmas Tree Association and Christmas Tree Growers Associations just to see what their averages are coming in from all of their members. And it looks like costs are going to go up a little bit this year. Anywhere from some growers reported 5% increase, which isn't much.
No.
15, some as much as 20, but most were in that 5 to 15% range.
Okay.
Which really, you think about that on a $70 tree, that's not mm-hmm. that's not all that much. Costs going up mostly because of fertilizer costs way up. Mm-hmm. Labor costs and shipping.
Shipping is a big thing, I'm sure.
So, yeah. But then you compare that to the price. So, like, I know I've had some folks say, well, I'm going to go artificial. Well, better look again.
Starting at about 350 to 400
because they have gone up
a 7-foot tree.
Yeah, also drastically, plus the shipping and availability. So,
right.
And again, Gary, obviously I've always been a live Christmas tree person all my life. Mm-hmm. Never had an artificial tree. Never will. Mm-hmm. And there are folks that do, and I totally get it. And that Sullivan family I thought was always neat because you guys alternate.
Yeah, yeah.
You go artificial, then you go back to live. And
yeah,
artificial.
Well, we're getting to that point. I don't know, Ron.
Keep alternating, Mr. Sullivan.
All right.
But I do encourage you to get out and do the live tree. It is the traditional way. But, you know, what's interesting how it's changed over the years. You're right, timing-wise, they sell much earlier now. But it used to be Scotch Pine. Remember, Scotch Pine was the tree. And it lasts such a long time. Fairly inexpensive to grow. It was the least expensive to buy.
That thing looks like a weed now compared to the other trees.
Yeah, but now you look at it's Fraser fir. You know, it's all Fraser fir.
And they're beautiful.
And just a gorgeous tree. They found out ways to grow them to grow a little bit faster. So that is the staple, it seems like. You know, you still have the Douglas firs out there. You'll still see white pine. You'll still see blue spruce and some of the other short-needled spruce as well. I mean, there's going to be a selection depending on where you live, but it seems that Fraser fir has really taken over the dominant market, at least for the Midwest, as we look around. And I think the thing about Christmas trees, I always tell folks this, you know, buy it from a reputable source. You know, a lot of folks, you go back to the same Christmas tree lot every year. Mm-hmm. You know where those trees came from. You know they were cut. You know how fresh they are and how they deal with those. And then take it from there. And again, as we've always talked, when you get that tree picked out, if they're going to want to put a cut on the bottom of that tree for you before you take it home, unless you're going to take it home and put it right in the stand, don't have them do that. Or if they have to,
it'll seal up.
Yeah, within 2 hours it starts to seal over.
Right.
Unless they're going to take a big chunk off the bottom, and then when you're ready to put it in the stand, take another couple inches off the bottom before you put it in. That is the key to keeping the fresh Christmas tree: is the fresh cut, water in the vase, just like treating it as a fresh cut flower. And never letting that water go away.
So how long should a tree, I mean, it can easily stay fresh in a home with proper watering for 30, 45 days, right?
You know, if you keep it away from the drafts, keep it out of the sunny windows, keep it cooler.
Keep it away from the register.
Keep it away from the register, the draft meaning the register.
Fireplace.
The sunny windows can really do a number on them as well.
Sure.
And, you know, there's the products, the anti-transparents that we talk about called Wilt Stop and Wilt Proof, which you can spray on those before you take it inside. It actually seals moisture inside the needles to make it last even longer. So, absolutely, we put them up, you know, the week after Thanksgiving and taking them down. You know me, I'm the January 6th, 10th, somewhere
around
there.
Yes, you are.
And
you always going against the flow, aren't you?
No, but I take it outside and then put it on the deck for the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
And the birds, it'll thin it out a little bit, and the birds love it over the wintertime. So
maybe that's why I'm always talking to you about getting your deck sealed.
Because of my cut Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's looking good, by the way. I cleaned it a couple weeks ago.
I know you did.
Yeah. It's
looks good.
Starting to look, oh, yeah, it looks nice. I like that natural look, Gary.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Keep selling that. Keep selling that. We all try it.
When you do the live cut Christmas tree, do you put anything in your water, or you just use water?
I use warm water.
You know what's interesting is I always used warm water because I always felt it. But they did research on that and said, "Yeah,
doesn't matter."
The whole key whether you do the aspirin or the
alcohol. I was going to ask you if you put an aspirin or vodka in your tree
or the commercial grade whatever that you can buy. If it works for you, go for it. But the key is, don't ever let it dry out. Keep putting water in there; it'll stay fresh for quite some time.
And they drink a lot that first week or so.
They do, for sure.
All right, Ron, thank you very much. It's RonWilsonOnline.com. That's his website. We'll continue with your calls. We got Tom, Sean, Tom, Dennis, Mark, and you can join us. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Winter's cold and rusty, so like they say, don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or corroded parts since 1957. Blaster offers a full family of professional-grade products that are formulated to penetrate, lubricate, loosen, fix, and conquer each job. Like Blaster's silicone lube, great for snowblowers and shovels to keep the snow from sticking. Just pick up Blaster products at a home, auto, or hardware store near you, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
Do not, I repeat, do not let your gutters become clogged with leaves that are falling right now. That can mean big problems to your home. Simply install the gutter brush. It's like a giant bottle brush that simply slides into your gutters. The leaves can't get into the gutter to clog them. Now, gutter brush is a wonderful tool to save your home, quite honestly, and the price is right. You probably do your whole house for $300 or so. I want you to go to gutterbrush.com, gutterbrush.com. I talk a lot about products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. It's construction adhesive to repair tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, and buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas, awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you got to have around your home. This is a must to have for all your fall projects. It's available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or find a store at tearmender.com, and more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Gary Sullivan with another remarkable odor exit story. Mary's sump pump went out and our basement floor had an inch and a half of stinky water. She removed the water with a wet vac, then sprayed the odor exit concentrate on the entire area, then used a commercial grade blower to dry the area, attaching an odor exit AQM pouch to the blower to remove the mildew smell. She sprayed the carpet with odor exit concentrate and the odors were gone. Odor exit, eliminate odors. Visit odorexit.com. That's odor exit, no e.com.
All right, back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Thanks for joining me. And if you'd like to grab a line, talk about a home improvement project you're on, it's 800-823-8255. Tom, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, my question is this. I have a shower base, white plastic shower base we put in, and of course then on the sidewalls we put in marble. But I noticed in the last 6 months, down at the bottom of the white plastic shower base where some of the water would accumulate after a shower, that there's a stain, a brown stain going on there. I've tried Clorox and other things to try and get it off, but it doesn't seem to get it all off. Is there anything else that I could possibly use?
Jaws has a cream bathroom cleaner I would try. Is it fiberglass or plastic, Tom?
Probably fiberglass.
Okay, so, you know, here's the thing you just got to be a little concerned about with fiberglass, is it is glass, and it is fibers, and then there's a clear coat protecting over it. We don't want to destroy that clear coat protecting on there because it exposes the fibered glass, and dirt accumulates in there.
Right.
You know, there's different things out there. The Jaws cream bathroom cleaner is a new product they have. I've used it, and it works fantastic for stains. It's above and beyond the regular maintenance-type bathroom cleaner. That would be one option. Some of these.
How do you spell that, Gary?
It's J A W S. Their website is jawscleans.com.
All right, good. I'm going to give that a try. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome. Thank you. Take care. So my point being is we've talked a lot about bathroom cleanser or maintenance types cleaners, the Jaws bathroom cleaner, the wet and forget, spray on once a week clean. Those are great for maintaining. And really, if you do that once a week and keep that clean, you'd be fine. After it has stained and it's been there a while, you need something with a little bit more oomph. That's where the cream cleanser comes in. And fact, the Jaws folks right now, they've got they included in one of their kits, which we'll be telling you about at the bottom of the next hour. But pretty good stuff for sure there. All right, let's get to Mark. Mark, welcome.
Hello, Gary. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. We have a single-story house. This is an air balance problem in the house. We have a fireplace in the basement as well as a fireplace on the first floor. Mm-hmm. And the problem mostly is in the summertime. We have a very well-insulated house, and we keep the windows closed when it gets very warm, very hot, to keep the warm air out. And what I'm finding is that when we keep the windows closed, I think we get smoke coming down, smoke smell coming down the chimney down into the basement. Mm-hmm. The fireplaces have been cleaned, and about the only thing I've found to help is to crack open some of the windows to try and rebalance the air.
Right.
Any other thoughts besides that? I mean, we don't want to open up too many windows because that's how we're keeping the house cool, because it's very well insulated.
You shouldn't have to open too many windows. It just needs a fresh air supply because the house is so tight. Some of the other things, have you noticed that it happens during humidity, high humidity days, or maybe after a rain or something along those lines?
I would say yes. Because summertime, basement's always going to be a little more humid. I do run two dehumidifiers to keep the moisture down, so I think that's pretty well taken care of. Mm-hmm. But the only way I can keep that smell from coming down the chimney is not only close the flue, but also put tape over top of the covering of the fireplace just to keep the smell out.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, any other ideas to buy, install besides cracking windows?
Have you checked with a chimney sweep company yet, or have you had any of that conversation with them?
I had them clean the chimneys, thinking that may be some of the issue. Chimneys are clean at this point.
Okay. Sometimes they also, you get an accumulation on the shelf inside the chimney. I'm not saying that's it. I'm just saying sometimes even after you have it clean, there's still debris, which can, that odor can enter the house. There are things, sometimes people have problems even in the wintertime starting a fire and have the smoke come into the house. And in that case, there is a booster fan that can be installed in a chimney, which creates a positive airflow going out. I don't know if that's really... something that could be installed or you would want installed in the chimney and have it run periodically in the summertime. Let me ask you a couple things. In the summertime, when you notice that, are you running fans inside the house that evacuate air, such as bathroom fans, cooking fans? That can create that imbalance also, which will
good
be pulling.
Good point, because also in the attic, we have a power vent, which... In the summer, it's on because you're trying to get rid of the hot air out of the attic. So, yeah, I'm really creating a problem by having the power vent on, and I'm drawing air into the house. And the only place that air can come in is through the chimney.
Right.
And so that's why I'm thinking the only thing I can do, reasonably speaking, is just crack some windows.
Yep. I think we hit upon it. Especially, they have a lot of velocity. They pull a lot of air out. And to replace the air that they're pulling out, is being replaced by the air they're pulling down through the chimney.
That's exactly what's happening.
Right. So, next year, I mean, if it's not a problem now, and it's interesting, if you build a fire in there now and that smoke doesn't come in, that power vent's not on either. So that kind of also solidifies our analysis here.
Okay, it sounds like the easy approach is just crack the windows in the summertime when you want to keep the warm air out.
Yeah,
and don't run that power vent up in the attic.
Yeah, it'd be interesting just to see when you start having the real higher temperatures, if we shut down that power vent. Do you have a ridge vent in there also, or is it just a power vent?
There are ridge vents. It's not on the top of the roof, but there are ridge vents. But there are vents up on the roof.
Do you have soffit vents bringing fresh air into that attic?
There are soffit vents.
So it would be well worth the experiment of shutting that power vent off, because you got, you know, ridge vent, or you got roof vents, and you got soffit vents. So you're going to have an airflow coming through from the outside into the attic, and then allowing the hot air to go out of the vents on the roof. So you got that air current going. You just might be creating too much draw with that fan. I would shut it off and see if you still have the problem, and monitor the temperature in the attic.
I think that is the solution to the problem, but I do know when I put a thermometer up there in the summertime, it can get up to 110, 115 degrees.
That's not
bad. Nothing's really...
Okay. That's not bad. Well, so if you didn't have ventilation in there, you'd be 130 to 140.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like the key then is just to open up some windows and then occasionally turn off that vent, in the attic in the summertime.
I agree.
And maybe. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your input, and thanks for your show.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. You can join us. It's 800-823-8255. Just remember, the flow of air on ventilation, remember I'm always saying a lot of times those are sized wrong, or we add something that messes up the whole system. It is designed, if it's 95 degrees outside, it's bringing in that air into the attic, which is deemed cool because it's, you know, much hotter inside the attic, and it's pushing that air out. If you're maintaining a temperature of 100, 110 degrees, and it's a really hot day outside, you're doing all right. You turn that fan on, and it, you know, maybe is sucking air out through that soffit vent up into the attic. It's pulling air out, or it's pulling it up through the can lights and other areas of the house. Could create that negative pressure. Could be causing that smell, that odor. All right, Dennis, Sean, Tom, Tyler, sit tight. We'll take a break, and back to you. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com.
One of the reasons that professional window cleaners do such a great job is because they use the right tools. Those tools are available to homeowners through the Etoray brand cleaning products. Etoray not only invented the squeegee, they offer great window scrubbers, extension poles, and an entire window cleaning program. I'm telling you, you'll notice the difference. Etoray also makes tools to clean your whole house. Dusters, ceiling fan cleaners, grip and grabs, and more. Look for quality Etoray products at your local hardware store, Lowe's, or on Amazon. Clean like the pros do. Well, my house is busy all the time with grandkids, and like you, we're spending more and more time at home, especially in our finished basement. Now, several years ago, I was concerned about a musty smell, so I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed, and now the air smells fresh, and I know it's a much healthier environment for all those grandkids. Listen, right now, you can save $250 off a self-install do-it-yourself kit. Call 866-822-7328 or visit letterzbreathe.com.
Well, I love innovative products, and White Lightning Season Seal is one that's great for stopping cold air drafts and reducing heating bills during the fall and winter. White Lightning Season Seal is a removable weather stripping seal that provides clear, weather-tight, temporary seal around interior and exterior areas where drafts occur. It insulates against cold air drafts when it's cold outside and is very easily removed in the spring with just your fingers. Check out the White Lightning Season Seal how-to video at WLCalk.com. Available at Menards.
All All right, getting it done on the weekend. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. We're 13 minutes before the top of the hour and taking your calls regarding home projects. And joining us now is Sean. Sean, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Gary.
You betcha.
Got two questions for you. One is I bought a fixer-upper house for my daughter, and the basement, it's kind of damp, not wet. There's no standing water or anything, but, like, the paint on the walls is flaking off and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to scrape all that off and prep it, and what would be the best paint that I would want to use for that?
Well, the best paint would be a product called Drylock. And Drylock is a waterproofing paint, which will minimize water vapor penetration.
And I think that's what it is. It's more just water.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it holds back 10 pounds per square inch of water pressure. But, you know, it helps with, it certainly helps with the water vapor. It helps with even radon. It's only going to be effective as long as it's painted onto the block or the poured foundation. In other words, painting it over paint doesn't really help because the paint is also kind of a sealant. It's going to stop that waterproofing paint from sealing into that masonry surface.
Yeah, I was planning on wire brushing and scraping off all the old paint and getting down to the bare block.
Good. And a couple of things to consider, too, is there's also a problem called efflorescence. And that is if that block or that poured, whatever it is, concrete, has been wet for a period of time and stays wet, stays damp, the salts and the lime from the concrete begin to blossom or grow or crystallize, which pushes the paint off. And once that kind of starts, you can't stop it. Okay? I mean, you can clean it and it can go away, but it's going to kind of keep happening, especially now if we're putting a waterproof sealant on it. And behind that, you know, the thickness of that wall stays wet. That crystallization and that lime and salts will still blossom, and it'll start working on trying to deteriorate that paint.
Okay. What was the product you said about that? Is there a product that can help with that or no?
It's just a efflorescence and rust remover. It's a Quikrete product.
How do you spell it? Efflorescence. That's a hard one.
It's EFFLORSENT, I think, or SSENCE, efflorescence.
Okay. All right. And quick question, what's the best way to get rid of cat urine smell?
Yeah, don't use anything that masks it. There's an odor exit product, which we speak of a lot. It's odorxit.com. That's our website. Odor exit. And what you want is you want the odor exit eliminator. It's a concentrate. It's like an ounce per quart. So you don't need much of it. 4 ounces to a gallon. Saturated. If it's on carpet, you have to get it on the carpet. You have to get it into the pads. So you're going to put, you know, a significant amount of this on that area, but it will eliminate the odor. And another little tidbit is with cats, we don't really know where they've been all the time. we don't know where they've sprayed. They also have, it's funny, but cat urine glows in the dark under a black light. And they have, at odorexit.com, they have a little pen light, fleshlight, and it's a black light. So you can kind of shine it. You can see exactly where the odor issues are.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're quite welcome. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Having said that, we got a spot for you. It's 800-823-8255. And Dennis, welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Honor and a privilege to get through to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to share an experience that I had, so I'm not one of the ones with a question,
okay,
but it concerned my garage door.
All right.
And came home one day. I pushed the button on my garage door opener in my car. Door wouldn't go up. I'm thinking, probably the battery in there. I'll have to replace it. So I get out of the car, go to my touchpad, put in my code, hit the enter button, nothing. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, here we go. So I come into the house, go into my touchpad on my garage door wall, and I hit that. The garage door partially goes up, goes down. Uh-huh. Then all of a sudden, when I push the button again, it started clicking. I thought, oh, boy, this thing's only about 10, 11 years old, and guess I'm going to have to call the garage door guy. Anyway, I called, left him a voicemail, told him what was happening, and he promptly called me back probably within an hour or so, and he said, have you done anything to your garage door? I said, no, I don't mess with it. Mm. He said, did you change a light bulb lately? Mm.
I knew
he
you
said,
were
matter of fact, I did.
He said, you put an LED bulb.
I put in an LED bulb. And he says, where did you buy it? And I told him it was a big box store. And he said, did you buy it down the aisle where the garage door materials are and things? And I said, no, I just
bought the light bulbs
LED
are.
Bulb. Right. He said, your LED bulb has confused that computer board in that garage door opener. Get those out of there. I'm looking at the box that I bought. It's a Genie Universal Series LED garage door opener LED bulb. Gary, I haven't had a problem since.
Well, you educated me, too, and I appreciate that, Dennis, because what I did is I put an LED bulb, and I've heard that LED bulbs would do that, but I also heard that some brands don't affect the garage door opener as much as others or whatever. I can't remember. It was a couple of years ago. Anyway, I screwed an LED bulb in there. It worked okay for about a day or two, and I had the exact same problems. And I said,
crazy.
Well, you know what? That garage door light isn't on that much anyway. I'll just go get an old rough service incandescent bulb. I screwed it in there. It's been no problem. So I wasn't even aware, quite honestly, that Genie made an LED bulb that was serviceable for a garage door opener. So I thank you for that.
Right. Plus, it's vibration resistant, shatter resistant, LED long life. I'm reading all these pros here. 25,000 hour life, cold weather tested, damp location tested.
Perfect.
But I just thought, you know, I was just bragging to some friends. I said, yeah, I'm all caught up with the house. New roof, furnace replaced, air conditioner. I don't have a thing going wrong. And then all of a sudden, the garage door wouldn't open. So I wanted to share that. And I don't know if anybody's ever had that issue, but boy, you just can't throw any LED up in that. Garage door opener.
Very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Dennis. Take care. Bye-bye. Adding a little bit to that story as we head into colder weather is the lubrication of the rails, the rollers, the hinges, the springs. And you know I always recommend Blaster products. Blaster makes a garage door lubricant. I'd certainly, if it's been a year since you've done that, you know, it doesn't take but probably 15 minutes to lubricate that. Again, it's rollers, rails, hinges, and springs. Just a little squirt on there makes a big difference. All right, time to talk about some of my favorite products. And you know gutter brush is. The leaves in most parts of the country, they have fallen. It's time to make sure that gutter is clean and free-flowing. And, of course, gutter brush can help you with that. It's a giant brush, about 3-foot section. Simply slide it into your gutter and keep those gutters free-flowing year-round. Their website is gutterbrush.com. Money-back guaranteed, made right here in the USA. We'll continue with your calls. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If you don't have a list of things to do around the house, Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.